With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro declares himself innocent, calls himself a decent man as he pleads not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges. Maduro told a judge in New York this morning, quote, "I'm innocent, I am not guilty, I'm a decent man, the president of my country." Maduro was making his first appearance in an American courtroom today on the narco-terrorism charges the administration used to justify capturing him over the weekend and taking him to New York. Meanwhile, President Trump is vowing to revitalize oil production in Venezuela. It's been in decline since it was nationalized by Hugo Chavez in the early 2000s. The president notes that in recent years, Venezuelan production has slowed to a trickle.
The country is a mess. It's been horribly run. The oil is just flowing at a very low level, much lower than, even if it was badly run, it should have more income, more oil.
And the president says the solution is a return of the major U.S. oil companies who were kicked out of the country by Hugo Chavez. Venezuela actually enjoys the world's largest proven oil reserves. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has ended his bid for a third term as governor. Less than 4 months after announcing his reelection campaign, Walz said today he could no longer devote the energy necessary to win another term. Leaders of Denmark and Greenland urging President Trump to stop talking about taking over Greenland.
After announcing over the weekend that the U.S. would run Venezuela after removing its president, Donald Trump reiterated his wish to take control of Greenland. He told reporters, quote, "We need Greenland from a national security situation." Denmark's prime minister said a U.S. takeover makes absolutely no sense and that America has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. An historic Dutch church has been lost.
It happened in the hours before Amsterdam rang in 2026. A fire broke out at the Vondel Church, spreading quickly and completely destroying the building. The church was more than 150 years old, though its congregation had declined so greatly in the second half of the 20th century that worship ended there in 1977. Since then, the building had been used for a variety of purposes, including as a music venue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that are not always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, many don't, and experts were that they are not equipped to teach such large audiences and threaten to replace churches with podcasts. This is SRN News. The war continues, Russia attacking a Kiev medical center. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The State Emergency Service reported that 25 people have had to be evacuated from the medical facility that operated an inpatient ward. Video footage shows damage inside the facility and first responders evacuating an injured patient. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia used 165 drones overnight against Ukraine, adding our partners must remember that air defences are needed daily, funds for the production of interceptor drones are needed daily, and energy equipment is also needed. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers sent Lamar Jackson and the Ravens home for the playoffs. The Panthers are NFC South champions for the first time in 10 years. The Broncos are the AFC's number one seed. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.